John F. Kennedy won the presidency despite his Catholic faith. Now a devout man seems to have an edge, at least among conservative voters. But is that advantage only for candidates who follow some form of Christianity? How big is the political prayer tent? It's Thursday, March 8th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
We'll talk with two Republicans who are not Christians about this intersection of devotion and politics. Also, you may have heard the rent is too damn high.
Rent is too damn high.
We're going to talk later about why that's a bigger problem than you think. Many of you, though, are still giving us your suggestions on what song best describes this primary season.
Yes, this is Rio Hirsch from Nashville, Tennessee. And the song that would fit this campaign is the Beatles song, Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't buy me love.
Perfect.
It sounds like perfect. He's talking about Mitt Romney.
Yeah, that's definitely Romney.
Yeah, give us your thoughts at
877-8
My Take.
White
Romney?
Album. Romney on the White Album?
All right, yeah. That's enough there. 877-8 My Take to add to our great playlist that we're getting so far, but now let's check in on the headlines.
UN humanitarian chief Valerie Amos has emerged from her trip to the Syrian city of Homs with a grim assessment of the destruction she saw. Homs was at the center of the bloody rebellion against the Syrian government. It still is. Amos spent 45 minutes in the neighborhood of Baba Ammar and says parts of that area are now completely devastated. More news out of Syria this morning. The deputy oil minister has apparently defected. He posted his announcement on YouTube. Here's some of what he said through an interpreter.
I tell the regime which claims to own the country, you have nothing but the footprint of the tank driven by your barbarism to kill innocent people.
The deputy oil minister is the highest-ranking Syrian government official to switch sides since the rebellion began over a year ago.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta was asked about Syria and the U.S.'s relationship with that country when he went to Capitol Hill. Republican Senator John McCain urged the Obama administration to do more to end the bloodshed in Syria.
In past experiences, those that I mentioned before, America has led. Yes, we have been multilateral and multinational is absolutely vital. We're not leading, Mr. Secretary.
Panetta responded that the White House has ordered a review of the possible U.S. military options in Syria, but Panetta says that for now, the administration still thinks diplomats should try to end this crisis. The head of the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog agency is raising questions about how truthful Iran is being about its nuclear program. Yuki Amano says he has the impression Iran is not telling his inspectors everything. And he said in an interview, he suspects the Iranians may have some facilities it is still keeping secret.
Here in the U.S., a massive highway bill goes before the Senate today. Democrats say that if legislation is not approved, nearly 2 million construction workers will have to be laid off. The highway bill, $109 billion worth, contains some very controversial amendments. One of them concerns the future of the controversial Keystone XL pipeline.
If there's a problem with your GPS this morning, you may be able to blame the sun. That's because two giant solar flares this week are causing energy particles to reach the U.S. and the rest of Earth sometime today. Those particles could disrupt not just your GPS, but maybe your radio and power grids as well. It's all supposed to be over by tomorrow, though. Toyota has announced a major recall. This one involves more than 680,000 cars and trucks in the U.S. Toyota says it needs to make repairs to clean up some safety issues. That recall affects certain Camrys, Venzas, and Tacoma vehicles. Asian markets are up, and so are European markets. Futures are up as well. The Dow starts at 12,837. The S&P begins at 1353. The NASDAQ at 2608. We're going to speak to former New Jersey Governor Richard Cody about a recent undercover operation he went through. He disguised himself as a homeless man in Newark and tried to get shelter and had trouble getting it. We'll ask him what happened later on this hour. Also, again, the rent. Is your rent too gosh darn high? We're going to talk about housing prices and how serious they may be, and we want to have you answer that question for us. Is your rent too damn high, and what have you had to do about it? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.